With so many open questions, we wanted to find out whether cold fusion is more than a tempest in a teapot. So we asked the American Physical Society, the top physics organization in America, to recommend an independent scientist. They gave us Rob Duncan, Vice Chancellor of Research at the University of Missouri and an expert in measuring energy. When we first called you and said, we'd like you to look into cold fusion for 60 minutes, what did you think when you hung up the phone?
I think my first reaction was something like, well, hasn't that been debunked?
We asked Duncan to go with us to Israel, where a lab called Energetics Technologies has reported some of the biggest energy gains yet.
We are delivering power into the cell.
When I got there, I just kept asking about, okay, how do you know this? How do you know that?
How do you get 30%? I mean,
Duncan spent 2 days examining cold fusion experiments.
I mean, I'm just skeptical because I'm always skeptical.
And investigating whether the measurements were accurate.
Do you measure that aluminum temperature directly or just assume it's equal to this?
And when you walked out of the Israeli lab, you thought what?
I thought, wow, they've done something very interesting here.
He crunched the numbers himself and searched for an explanation other than a nuclear effect.
I found that the work done was carefully done and that the excess heat, as I see it now, is quite real.
Are you surprised to hear yourself saying this?
Very much. I never thought I'd say that. If you ask me, is this going to have any impact on our energy policy, it's impossible to say because we don't fundamentally understand the process yet. But to say that we don't fundamentally understand the process and that's why we're not going to study it is like saying I'm too sick to go to the doctor.
You know, I wonder how you feel about going public endorsing this phenomenon on 60 Minutes when maybe 90%, I'm guessing, of your colleagues think that it's crackpot science.
I certainly was among those 90% before I looked at the data, and I can see where they'll be very concerned when they see this piece. All I have to say is read the published results, talk to the scientists, never let anybody else do your thinking for you.
There was one more scientist we wanted to find, a man who left America in disgrace and retired with his wife to the English countryside, Martin Fleischmann. At home, he pulled out an improved version of his experiment, something that he was working on when he was hounded out of science.
When you hold that in your hand and you think back on what's happened these last 20 years, what do you think?
A wasted opportunity.
Wasted?
Mm.
Because it was discredited at the time.
Mm.
He told us he has two regrets, calling the nuclear effect fusion, a name coined by a competitor.
If you loaded the cell with heavy water.
And having that news conference, something he says the University of Utah wanted.